Customization, transparency, profit. The HedgeBetter sports betting platform is a revolutionary concept that creates a competitive advantage for every party involved in the sports betting process. We are putting the odds in your hands, cutting out the middleman, and empowering a future generation of sports bettors. Look for the HedgeBetter sports betting platform coming in 2023. In the meantime, visit us at www.hedgebetter.com, follow us on Instagram at HedgeBetter, and subscribe to the HedgeBetter YouTube channel.
Episode 98, welcome to Steel and Naz, arguing by HedgeBetter from our headquarters in Bridgeton, Massachusetts. Tonight, no guests, there's plenty too much to talk about. Gonna be some slander on this episode as the Patriots' disgraceful performance. Nice writing there, Steele, against the Bears, along with our thoughts on the QB problem in New England. Is there a problem? That's the question that's out for debate. Then we'll have our preview on next week's showdown against the Jets. I can't believe that's a sentence, like that showdown against the Jets.
That's a real sentence, too, which just makes it more fucked up.
We'll have our weekly watch of the week. Just picked up a running back. We'll talk about that. Afterwards, Houston and Philly meet in the World Series as Mike Steele's Yankees go home crying in a sweep there. Tico, Texas goes to the World Series.
See ya.
Bruins and Celtics start a little bit hot. We'll get a little of that. And UFC 280 was an absolute sensational show put on there, Islam, with the upset over Oliveira. We'll get to that. But, yeah, the boys are buzzing here. We're here late on a Tuesday night grinding away. Yeah, I'll just start first. Little Colin Coward monologue here. Chicago Bears 33, Patriots 14. Obviously, everything went bad in this game. Offense, defense, special teams. But the number one thing for me, I'm just gonna give it to him right away. It's Bill Belichick. It's the coaching. How do you pull a guy out like that? Three series in, and now you have a controversy where I was telling Craig a little bit before the show, I'm like, all right, so Zappy comes in as a fan yourself. You're kind of like, all right, you know, this could get at some energy. This
place
get
was rocking.
Place was rocking. Two touchdowns in a row, and then it all went to shit. So my thing is, if he just kept scoring and scoring, Belichick would look like the smartest coach on the planet right now, but it didn't. Now I just said for a little bit, stepbrothers, now the tuxedos kind of seem a little bit fucked up.
Yeah, they do.
And,
they
do. Yeah, not a good showing for Bill Belichick at all. Turns out to be awful. You know, it's in limbo of who's going to start this week. You kind of thought, I was texting with someone too, that like, oh, maybe if he keeps playing bad, they'll just like blame an injury. Zappy will play the second half. And before you knew it, Zappy was already in. So the leash, I just can't believe it was that short. I'm absolutely amazed at this. You spent a first round pick on this guy, supposed to be the future of your franchise. You're playing the Bears. I love Bailey Zappi. Don't get me wrong, I love both players. But you're telling me a guy who beats the Detroit Lions and the Cleveland Browns all of a sudden is your guy? Like, you're going to take out your franchise guy over that. I get it. But let Mac Jones go the full game. If he fucks up and he has a bad game against the Bears, all right, then we're talking about maybe Zappi next week. But we got to get through this, man. That's just horrible.
You don't think that pick from Mac Jones was bench worthy?
I just think it.
If you're like at 75%, like you're trying to fight through an injury and you throw that, I kind of think that was bench worthy.
Now, did you see the reports that came out an hour ago?
No.
So I guess there was an ESPN wire that came down and it hit the wire.
No.
Yeah.
So we're back to like Deflategate. Yeah. ESPN's out here. Fucking asshole.
So it hits the wire and it doesn't alter it too much, but it might alter it enough.
Oh, you've seen.
No, because that pass looked terrible.
Some random account on Twitter was just like, what's good with this? And then everyone's like, yo, what's that?
No, you'll see in the end zone, like sometimes like a defensive player will tip by like the fraction of the fingernail. And for some reason, like one of the best wide receivers in the game literally won't be able to catch it. And you're like, how is that possible? But I guess those minor infractions that really do make a difference.
I'm not going to blame it on that, though. I mean, from the all three phases of the game, you see Jake Bailey, awful punting, just stiff. The Jones who kick returns, maybe a nice knee in the end zone instead of getting tackled at the 14 every time. I like the aggression maybe the first, second time, but third time in, keep it in-house. You know what? They weren't really to spread the field. Bailey Zappi, there was a lot of things there with, yeah, he had a good two-first series, but then he couldn't see over his offensive line. Kept getting batted. And as much as we're slandering the Patriots, I give full credit to the Bears. They came in and they really, you know, took it to this team that on like overlooked them. They were already looking towards the Jets. The Jets. And the Bears took care of business. I think my number one thing about this, how blaming Bill Belichick, is you took this game like a preseason game. You, at least the way he told the media, he was just going to roll two quarterbacks out there like a preseason game. That's taking your team lightly. I don't care who you're playing in the NFL. The Chicago Bears, like, on paper, might be the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, and they got 33.
And you overlooked them, and you played this game like a preseason game because you thought you were that much better, and you got your butts kicked.
And, I mean, what was it? Like, they were, like, 11 for, like, 16 on third down.
It was ridiculous.
Like, that is absolute nonsense.
No, it was insane. And two things, Adam, to agree with you. Like, the coaching, I agree with you that don't take out Mac Jones. And like I said, like, where it's, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If Zappy's on a 3-game win streak, leave him in. And if he fucks up, then put in Mac Jones and be like, all right, this is our starter. Like, I know you got hot for a little bit. If he took down the Bears, would you still be a questionable team? But now where you have this fiasco, it's fucking absolutely insane. And then the second part to that, Justin Fields was also playing out of his zone. I don't know if the defense was just fucking
out
with
great,
it.
He did
with
have
no
a great
QB game. Spies or whatever it was. But anytime he was running the ball, it looked like he was
like a lot of those third downs was him running
100%. Like, yeah, like in wide open situations where you're like, get like, what the, where is anyone like wide open? So I don't know if that was designed by them or
like I said, I was excited when Bailey Zappe came in, a lot of energy. But at the end of the day, you kind of look at it as a guy who's been a head coach for that long in this league. You got to have a longer leash than that. At least halftime. Give me at least halftime until you got to make a decision. You go down 10-0. Mac Jones has never dug out of a 10-0 deficit. That was my thing, too. When Zappe came in, I'm like, yo, if he comes in, they go back and win, Mac Jones is never going to play again.
No.
Never going to play.
And they took the lead in 7 plays.
Yeah, 7 plays.
Like, it looked damn good.
And they keep blaming, like, I don't even need to mention that kid in our group chat's name, but they kept blaming, like, oh, Bailey Zappe only made one throw. And people blaming Myers. Myers turned the wrong way on that.
Yeah.
He ended up making an incredible catch. But he turned the wrong way. If he turns the right instead of left, left instead of right, he would have caught that and walked in the end zone. But overall, good two versus drives from Bailey Zappe. Otherwise, it was all dog shit.
That last pick was
Tough.
Woof.
He couldn't see anything.
No, and he chucked it. Yeah. You can't do that.
He's got to take the sack.
Yeah, just,
you know what
throw
I mean?
It away. Do something.
Yeah,
like, don't do
just
what he
don't
did.
Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that.
This is a team since, I mean, that Brady era has showed you time and time and again that they can't come from behind. You have to have a good start. Going into this Sunday, you have to have a good start, no matter who's under center.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what I mean. Who are you going to start here? Like, reasonably, obviously, they're probably going to go back to Mac here?
No, yeah, like, it got worse
it's in
this game. It literally got worse.
It's in limbo. Before we get on that track of the next week's game, I want to call the one player who I thought was unbelievable with was Matthew Judon.
Red sleeves, baby.
He doesn't get talked about enough when it comes, you know, to the league. It's talked enough around.
What he finished the game with? Because I saw when he finished.
Like 2.5 sacks or something.
No, he was at 3.5 last time I saw. I think he ended up getting a 4.
I can go down here. I got the stats. But overall, he deserves to be, you know, in the conversation of, you know, all pro. I know it's only like halfway through the season. Let's look. Judon had 2.5 sacks, 3 solo tackles, 4 total tackles. Either way, played phenomenal, played well.
Almost got a fumble, too, when Justin Fields bugged.
Their offensive line was trash. Trent Brown must have got called on like 4 or 5 different calls.
He was particularly terrible.
Yeah.
Not that any of them were good.
Yeah, what was it, like 11 calls he had?
Yeah, that David Andrews got tuned up.
That was
sucks.
Tough.
That sucks.
They asked Belichick today, they were like, you have a comment on that? He's like, no.
Yeah, which means we'll see him later on.
Yeah.
I love when Bill does that. Like, a lineman will just, like, go off sides, and he'll be like, yep, you're done for a couple plays. Like, next guy up.
Oh, you don't stand a chance this week as a, like, Patriots reporter.
Nope.
You're not getting a fucking word.
Not an answer. Even as a player, you have to be scared. Like, you have to be on the game.
Funniest part is you're not even getting a word to the coach, but you're not getting that time at all to tuck in your kids. Like, you're there.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, this is must, like, write about. You know, watch, observe type of, you know, it's football, but it kind of is reality TV right now.
Yeah, and I wonder what his saying will be this week, because it's going to be just one thing again and again and again.
Again.
Fuck
the Jets.
Yeah.
Fuck the Jets.
It's like, we'll see you on Sunday or something. Yeah. Like, see you in New York. Yeah.
That was the crazy part, though, because they, outside of a couple passes, I thought Darnell Mooney played well. He's just so quick.
Yeah.
Even Stevenson kind of had flashes of looking good.
Oh, yeah, he's always, I mean, out of the backfield. He had 8 receptions. But I'm saying more on the Chicago front. It was just Justin Fields getting slippery at the right times. And how about David Montgomery, too? He's a fucking dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Running back for the Bears. Yeah, that first touchdown where he, like, the play before they scored, he just, like, carried the rest of the team, like, to the 1 yard line. That's enough about the Bears, though. This is a, you know, Boston
Pop. And,
Bears.
Like they were, like, 2 plays where, like, we literally didn't block Roquan Smith. And, like, the quarterback just got annihilated. Yeah. And it was just like, dude.
For sure.
Yeah. So, Zappy also, same thing, had flashes of some deep threat there, though. Which, like, you don't really see Mac toss up too many times, like, which actually had some pretty good.
Yeah, and that was kind of weird to me because they said that they had the same playbook, same idea to whether both, like, no matter what quarterback was playing. And I couldn't disagree with that more. There's 2 different style quarterbacks. They're both in terms of, you know, whether it's throwing downfield, checkdowns, they're all different. So I think, you know, when it, at the end of the day, you got to address your playbook to what quarterback you have in. It's kind of ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking of that, moving on to the Jets game this week, it's in limbo. Steele, who do you think starts this week at quarterback?
I think they're going to shoot with Mac Jones again. I think he starts the game anyway. I think it might have, like, the way it played out, it might have to be the same system that they just did. Like, what they might do. That's not what I want at all. I want that on record.
I think you can't have 2 quarterbacks one game. It just does not work anymore.
Yeah, they talked about that. I listened to someone, like, reporters talking about that. They're like, it's an elemental of surprise. They're like, they're not fucking surprising anyone. Would they just randomly throw out Hoyer when they're playing, like, random teams and be like, oh, it's not Brady this week. Let's switch up our entire game plan. Like,
yeah, especially it's the biggest, like, story in fucking New England. Yeah, like, everyone's
just
talking about it.
Pick a quarterback.
At least for a full game. You got to give him a full game. Mac Jones, I think, deserves to play this week. I think this is a big-time game. This is another one you need. Like, on the road, I think you're favored by, like, a point.
And you really need it now. Yeah. Especially on the road. You were supposed to beat the Bears. You were supposed to beat the Bears. That's one gone.
That was the thing with the team last year. They didn't really lose any games that they were supposed to win. And they did that this year. I mean, obviously the Cam Newton year was a wash, but they lost to too many teams they should have beat that year. And I just hope that history doesn't repeat itself. They have a chance here, like we mentioned last week. You got the Jets twice, and you got Indy. You got a chance to really pick up a couple games here. Even despite the loss, you can get to 5-5. You can get to 6-4, and then it's anyone's ball game. But going into this week, I think you need to stick with Mac Jones. You need to stick with one quarterback. Obviously, injuries, that's a different story. If that happens.
Yeah.
But I think he needs to go in there. You need to set a statement here. And you know what? This is Mac's time to shine. I'm a big fan of both players, and I hate this whole what side are you on type of thing. I'm on both of these guys' sides. I think they're both tremendous quarterbacks. And I thought that was really cool seeing when Zappy got the touchdown, Mac Jones was the first guy.
Yeah, he was the first guy out there.
I mean, you think about it, too, and all these guys have played, you know, through youth ball, through high school, through college. I mean, Mac Jones played at Alabama when there's 2-3 other quarterbacks there who are starting quarterbacks in the NFL right now. So he knows what it is to face
Heisman winners and whatnot.
He knows what it is to face adversity. He knows that, you know, when it's your time. And you know what? It is his time. I love what Bailey Zappi's done, but Mac Jones has to grab this, you know, position by the horns. And I think it starts with this Sunday at New York.
Hopefully. I mean, New York. One scary thing with it all, though, is like, the Jets, like Zach Wilson, they just lost Breece Hall. Like, their offense doesn't really scare me. I think our defense could do good, even though the fucking Bears just torched us. So that's not good. But their defense is pretty legit. Like, the Jets' defense is actually, like, good.
Yeah, Sauce Gardner's been unbelievable.
Like, that's actually, like, real. Yeah. As much as they're the Jets. So, like,
CJ Mosley, too. Like, he played for Baltimore. He's a good player, too.
Yeah.
Now, on the forefront, is Zach Wilson the mobile quarterback? I think he's more of just like a pass, run second
type
of guy.
He can run. He's not Justin Fields, but he can
move. That's what I'm saying. The Pats have been getting killed to shifty teams like Lamar, Justin Fields last game. I think that's big going this game. The defense needs to recover. I think this is going to be a close game. I'll give my score prediction right now. I think the Pats bounce back. This is big for them. I saw the Jets play the Broncos last week, and the Jets had all the chances in the world to blow them out of that game. They didn't do it. Obviously, the NFL is a week-to-week type process. We lost to the Bears by 30 points last night, and I'm taking
call
them,
it 50.
They're taking them. I'm taking them over a 5-2 Jets team because you know what I think. You know, it's any given Sunday, and I don't even think this is too much any given Sunday. Pats are actually favored going to New York. Love the Pats here. Mac Jones, 2 touchdown passes, makes his return back. The stardom happens, and it starts on Sunday. Let's go.
Still, who do you got here?
17-13, Pats. Let's ride.
And I hate to be the devil's advocate, but I got the Jets have been looking good. I've been riding them for my locks of the week all year. The week I lost, started losing, was the week I caught off the Jets. And I hate to say it, but I'm going to say 28-17 Jets. J-E-T-S. J-E-T-S.
Jets guy over here. Jets guy.
And I'm a Pats.
So I said 23-17.
28-17.
And we're all in consensus. Mac Jones starts on Sunday.
Yes.
I got Zappy just to be the odd man.
Yeah. So, I love it. So, I love
your
yeah,
beef.
Yeah,
need, yeah,
Zappy,
be, no,
Jets.
Because, yeah. You know,
you're a locker
why not?
Guy. You're a locker
yeah,
guy.
Exactly. I'm a bench guy. I'm an Alex Moran, you know? I'm a Blue Mountain City.
I was trying to rewatch that show. That's a great show.
It's fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Quality TV.
Marathon Monday, great one.
So many colleges have been banned from NCAA tournaments because of what they've taken away from Blue Mountain State. Like, so many people have done, like, the cracker race and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just
the soggy Oreo.
Jesus.
So big game at MetLife this Sunday. I kind of wish I was going. I love that environment. We went, what was it, like 5 years ago now?
Yeah, something like that.
We stayed in a New Jersey. Yeah, New Jersey hotel.
I like New Jersey.
One of our friends that make it to the
You're over like six today.
Is that a hot take? I fuck with New Jersey.
Bad take.
I'm a New Jersey over a Philly guy all day.
I mean, pick your poison. I might as well say Detroit's the best city around. Yeah.
You love Cincinnati.
Probably.
And Cleveland.
Cleveland blows.
Let's not go too far.
Now we'll get down to our locks of the week. I don't know if you guys are ready, set, action.
Oh, come yeah. on. Oh, get yeah. ready, boy.
Still, who you got?
Geno Smith.
Ooh,
Seahawks at
boy.
Home, baby. The 12th man's going to be rocking. Danny Jones, still not really a believer in it. I like them over the Giants. The Giants have been too good, and like they're going to come back to earth a little bit, I think.
The NFC West leaders, the Seattle Seahawks. Now, with our doing our picks here, we can get into a little, you know, what happened in the NFL this past week. Seahawks with a big win, now leading the NFC West. And you got a 6-1 Giants team coming to town that's, you know, I think they've won four straight.
Yeah.
So
run first. I think Saquon, they're going to, you know.
Carroll
knows what he's doing on defense.
AFC North matchup here. I got, no, AFC South matchup. Sorry, it's all the same thing. But the Titans are on the road against the Texans. They're favored by 2 points. I will take Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans. They defeated the Indianapolis Colts, who dropped Matt Ryan after that shitty game.
That's
there.
A wild line.
Wild. Yeah, two. It's a trap game.
Yeah, like,
I'm not afraid of the trap.
Like, why?
Not afraid of the trap. Last week, the Giants were on the road against Jacksonville. Jacksonville was favored by 3. Took the Giants, not even a sweat. Not a trap. Hashtag no trap.
Okay.
Yeah, Titans favored by 2. Yeah, what do you got? What do you got?
You know who I'm going with this year? I don't even know what the spread is, but I'm going to take the spread because this other team's had such a rocky season, and they lost to my boy Zap. Is I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills defeating the Green Bay Packers this week.
They didn't lose a Zap, but I like that. They kind of did. They kind of did lose a Zap.
I thought they did.
Morally,
I thought
morally, not on the scoreboard.
I thought Zap played that game.
He did, but we lost.
Oh, yeah. weren't we close?
It was close. Yeah, it went overtime.
Oh, that's what I meant to say.
Bergeron, empty netter. Let's go,
let's
boys.
Let's go, Bruins. Packers
right
plus 11.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it. Fuck
so,
it.
So before we move on, another stuff, man. The Tampa Bay Bucks dropping one to Carolina. The Rodgers losing to Washington. What kind of surprised you the most out of everything?
Definitely like losing to PJ Walker and that Carolina Panthers team with Tom Brady as your quarterback is up, but like that franchise should be shut down. Like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers should be
looking,
moved to fucking
yeah, they're
like,
looking bad.
Move it to a different like put the London. Put them in London.
You know what we're just talking about? We should restructure a team just like the LA Knights, Las Vegas Knights, and everyone should be able to pick a player from a team, and you get one player restricted that you can't take. That team would be fucking nasty.
Let's get a franchise. You can't get the Chick-fil-A franchise, so let's get that.
Yeah, hey, 10 grand. 10 grand open.
Where would you want to start a franchise? What would the name be, and where would it be?
Probably.
And obviously the mascot.
If I were to just do this impromptu, I'd probably just go like Austin, Texas, because like everyone's down.
Fuck yeah.
Would probably be, I don't know, the, it's tough to come up with a name.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the city. I'm not going to have the rest of it for you.
I think
that would take me all day. Austin's a good
pick. Longhorns, you guys suck. Get out of the way. Let's get a real team in here.
Pretty much any of the California cities that like don't have a
team. I like the Austin Vampires.
I hate that.
And I want the Houston Texans gone. I know they were like the last team created, but yeah, Houston Texans gone.
Houston Texans, you're out.
Austin Vampires. Austin, you know why I said vampires? Because Austin actually has a famous bridge that has like a million bats under it that come out of it every single night.
I thought you were gonna say like a vampire problem, and I was there could be.
Yeah, I've been there.
How about some
alliteration?
Some alliteration. The Austin, like, Anglers. I don't know.
No, I don't like that.
Definitely still going with vampires there.
Not bad.
It is tough. This topic.
We gotta work on a logo for that. Just like print the shit.
I already got it. It's just a cutout of Prince. That's it.
That's something. That's special.
That's what I want.
There it is. I fully endorse.
Put it on a shirt.
Steel, what's next? Baseball or hockey?
Let's talk like anything that's not baseball.
All right, baseball.
Yeah. Wait, what happened with that?
Let's talk baseball. Let's get it over with.
Let's just get it over with quick.
So, 4-game sweep, Houston defeats the Yankees. The Yankees just puked on themselves every game, in particular. Game 4, that double play when he just threw it, basically in the outfield. Houston capitalized on every single mistake the Yankees made. Aaron Judge is out of New York after, like, he's not no longer going to play in the uniform ever again.
Boston.
And you know what? Dusty Baker's got a chance to win the ship. What more can you like about that if you're a Boston fan?
I'm not a Boston fan. I hate everything you just said.
And honestly, that's the biggest scumbag Boston thing to say, because we literally were in last place saying all this.
We got
shit
a new...
don't care.
Yeah, literally, I know. But I'm just saying.
The shortstop... Javier, like, Pena, whatever his name is.
Yeah, but you, man, from Rhode
enemy
Island.
For life.
From Rhode
enemy
Island.
Enemy for life.
From Rhode
fuck
Island.
That guy. Honestly, everything he stands for.
Fuck them in general, dude. I don't like Houston Astros at all. They're a bunch of cheating scumbags.
I'm a huge fan of Alex Bregman. He's probably the best third baseman in the postseason we've, like, ever seen.
Loser.
He has, like, the most home runs for a third baseman in postseason history.
Don't
Isn't that
care. Look at Look at me not giving a
yeah.
shit.
I think someone should shoot him with an HGH dart, and then we should drug test him.
Mania, like, Verlander, just retire, dude.
On some real shit, what's, like, your take on the Yankees, though? Like, the drop.
Yeah, what happened?
I said this before the season even started, and I like, until they fire Aaron Boone, nothing is going to happen.
And they're not
going to
fire
him.
They came out today, they're probably going to retain Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone, so I'm just going to lose in the ALCS again next year.
Why'd you block me?
Because you suck, and I hate you.
On Twitter
and text message, too. I don't know if he knows
the
text, but like I blocked it all together.
I saw the text because I texted you, it didn't go through.
Breaking news.
Like, I knew they weren't going to win that game Sunday, and I was like, I have the power to just, like he can't touch me.
Yeah.
Cyberbullying? Walk away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't have to deal with that.
I will say, that guy Presley, the closer, has got some amazing stuff.
Yeah, he's a four-pitch closer. What a dickhead.
Just start.
Grow up, dude.
Yeah, make some more money, you loser.
We'll get on the other.
Yeah, your dad definitely doesn't like you.
That's a good point. Make some more money, you loser. You got four pitches. I like that. On the other side, Phillies defeat the San Diego Padres in five games.
We're going into an economic crisis. Or a war. Every time the Phillies have ever won, that's happened. So
it was so funny, though, because my cousin Brian lives in San Diego, and he's just been a diehard Padres fan. I was watching football all Sunday. I didn't watch a second of the game till the end, and he just texted me, look at it. He's like, check this out. Padres going to win in 7. And I look at the score, and it's like 3-2, top, bottom 8, whoever was home. And then I looked at it again, and I saw, obviously, the Bryce Harper home run. So Brian Nass jinxed the Padres. If Padres Nation doesn't know that,
nice.
Now you know.
Nice.
Let it be known.
I will say that home run was everything. What Bryce Harper did. I've been a big fan of Bryce Harper, you know, since he, you know, with the YouTube videos.
Yeah, when he was like 15. Yeah.
You know, he had the LeBron James expectations. I mean, it's tough to even say that. He had so many expectations coming out of the high school JUCO, wherever the hell he played.
Yeah, like Las Vegas, like community college.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't looking good for a while. And then, you know what, he's just been having consecutive seasons and then early exits. But that home run right there just said, this is why you signed me. This is why I'm here. I'm here to fucking play, and we're ready to win a World Series. I think the Phillies have a great chance to win this.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you got two starting pitchers that can go toe-to-toe with Verlander.
Yeah.
And Javier, whoever the second one is, Framber. Because Wheeler's having like the best postseason like in like history.
And
so
Aaron Nola's been pretty good. Yeah. I think he had a little tough start against the Padres once, but I think he's their best pitcher in my opinion. I think Aaron Nola's big.
Oh, yeah.
He's the type of guy too in the Harper mix. He's been in Phillies through the good and the bad, and now he's here
He's hit 100 losses before a few times in his career.
And, you know, that's a great lineup too. They have with Harper. They have Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, in the World Series. Look out.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Schwarber.
Schwarber's been a man on a mission. If it wasn't for that home run, he's probably walking away with the NLCS MVP.
He's disgusting.
Good season for the Padres. I mean, they kind of went all in. You know.
And they lost Tatis.
Yeah, no Tatis.
That didn't even faze them.
Good
that
season.
Just the show
yeah,
went
good
on.
Season all around. For me, I'm taking Houston, and I think this is gonna be a great series. But I think Houston's winning this in six. I think. They just, you know, too deep of pitching. They have guys who've been there and done that. Well, you look on the other side, the Phillies are a team of destiny. So I'm actually rooting for Philly, but I think Houston's going to win. That makes sense?
Anyone who knows me knows who I'm picking in this, so I don't even really have to get too into it. Phillies in four.
And obviously,
realistically, six.
I'm going with the dark side. Houston in six.
Houston six. Peña, World Series MVP.
Probably. That guy's a giant piece of shit, so.
You're scaring me. You're scaring me, but I like it. Transitioning on into the ice, on the ice. The Boston Bruins just won their fifth game of the season. Six and one now.
They are fucking buzzing.
On fire.
Speaking of on fire, you look like Zolak right now.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking hot in here, man.
Sweat.
Yeah, David Pastrnak, six goals, four assists, another goal. Grinnelli's guy, A.J. Greer, 5 points already. Big overtime win against Minnesota the other day.
Yeah.
Trying to look up more of their wins here.
I mean, the secondary scoring has just been unreal. Like, they're all
getting
it done.
That's been one of their keys. And you know what? Who's been a bright spot, who we said last week. Linus Ullmark has been sensational for the team early on.
Disgusting.
He's been the guy, you know, you clearly have a number one right now. I mean, they're both, you know, 1A, 1B, but I feel like he's leading the pack a little bit, at least seven games in. You know, six. If you were going to tell me the Bruins were going to go 6-1 to start the season, I'd say that's a hefty goal. That's definitely a hefty goal. Played a pretty good Stars team tonight with former Tyler Seguin. Get the job done, 3-1 victory. You got a goal from Pastrnak.
Absolute net.
Taylor Hall, and then you got a
guy wakes up with one.
Then
on
a birdie, empty netter. Look at Bergeron getting the fucking score sheet. Let's go
all day, baby, all day. That's our captain.
I can't believe they're still in the league. Like, honestly, you look at some of these hockey players that play in the league for so long. It's fucking
playing
insane.
Gritty like Boston Bruins hockey
for 20 years.
It's
the hardest major league sport to play like on your body. I feel like. Like, you see these guys get, like, a skate to the throat and, like, out there the next shift. Everyone's like, take a seat. He's like, not today.
That in football, I mean, it's pick your poison at that point.
Yeah, like Nola Chari with the broken sternum. Like, dude, just take a game off, man.
Yeah.
Dude, your sternum's broken.
Yeah,
dude.
We all want you to.
Yeah.
Your job's safe.
That's like life-altering injury, dude.
You see their playing.
I mean, look
with
at Mac Jones. He got his job back. That fucking bum.
Did he, though?
Yeah, because he lost it.
Yeah.
But, let's get back to it.
But, yeah, but they've been playing, you know, I think they're playing with an edge with this new Montgomery coach. Jacob DeProst been a totally different player. Taylor Hall continues to do him, which, you know, not too much, you know, on the other side, back checking, but proving one time and time again one of the best skaters on the ice.
Well, line is just an offensive juggernaut.
Yeah.
Like, it's just David Krejci in the middle slinging it to Pasta and Taylor Hall, and that is just, like, defense, they might get a goal or two against, but like they're going to get it back a lot of the time.
That's the number one thing I have in question going forward. It's not easy, I should say, but you know, going 6-1 out of an 82-game season, a lot of games left ahead. So when does their defense break? When are they going to really be missing Charlie McAvoy? You know, they have Riley Pulley tonight. Carlo was back in the lineup. And Lindholm, like we said, that was a blessing. That was the best move that Don Sweeney's ever made. Because if they didn't have Lindholm right now, if they didn't trade for him in the last trade deadline from the Ducks, they're in deep trouble.
He assisted Pasta's goal today. Yeah. Great pass.
He's been great. Well, 8-year contract?
Yeah, we have him for like.
Throw away the key. He is locked up.
Like Lindholm and McAvoy are like gonna be here.
Oh yeah,
forever,
for sure. Grizzly had an assist tonight. He didn't really get too much pull last year in the postseason, but seems to be making his way back.
They've all stepped up. Like
the goals looking strong. Goals looking. Excuse
me. What was it?
The goals looking strong.
Goalies, like I said, Linus Ullmark has came to play. Swayman's played a couple games. He's been all right.
It's very early, but Ullmark is the clear one at this current point. Yeah. Clear one.
Like the same.
Who started when they lost that one game?
That was Swayman.
That was Swayman. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why his numbers are all skewed, though. You can't, that one. I think he's played two games, and you let up six in one of those two. Say. Like,
so
the numbers don't look good, but you'll get...
But a good rotation.
You'll get that back.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So they won tonight against Dallas Tuesday night. They host Detroit Thursday. That could be a Swayman game. And then Saturday, they have... Oh, they're off Saturday. Friday, they're at Columbus, Johnny Hockey. Columbus, I think, is a team that you should look out for. That's a team that could make some noise in getting in the playoffs.
Line A came back either yesterday or today for Columbus as well.
Okay,
he was hurt.
So early on, Bruins in first place in the Atlantic, 12 points. Florida's right behind them, but early.
Very, very.
Speaking of early,
already one win over Florida though. Fuck them.
To the hardwood we go. Jaylen Brown leaves Kanye West agency. I'll leave it at that. 3-1, dropped their first game last night to the Bulls. You know, Chicago just massacred Boston last night with a loss to the Bears and loss to the Bulls.
I think it was 20 points in the second quarter.
Well, it was sad to see because how it started out the game was 30-14 with Jason Tatum having 15 points on 5 out of 6, all on 3-pointers. Getting pulled, and then they just ended up after that not being able to hit a single shot.
Yeah, they scored 39 points in the first quarter.
Fuck. Yeah, it was absolutely
39 to 30 though.
And that's what I mean when they pulled Jason Tatum, they had 30 points.
I remember getting the notification that the third quarter ended and left. The Bulls were already at 100 points, and I was like, dude, there's a quarter left.
So we started hot. Like someone asked me, are the Celtics gonna go undefeated this year? I was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
and then. Yeah, so that's when Jason Tatum got pulled out of the game, and then I started watching the demise, and I was not very happy.
I don't have questions on Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. You know what they're going to bring. Horford's going to come, has a spunk. He's still doing him. Marcus Smart and White are going to be, the defensive gurus. But then there's a lot of question marks. Noah Vonleh, the local guy from Haverhill, that he's getting his opportunity now because Robert Williams is out. Dude had 5 fouls in the first 6 minutes last night. That's just things you can't.
You can't coach that.
You gotta be better than that. He played 12 minutes last night because of that. And then Blake Griffin didn't play too much either because they clearly see he's a liability, clever in fives, and they don't really need too many fours out there because they already have enough.
That's why it was all done too, just because I think Drummond and Vucevic combined for 30 fucking 5 rebounds themselves.
Yeah, the Vucevic had 23 rebounds.
Yeah, exactly. Once there was no big man and not just someone big to stand.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly.
He just.
That's why Noel, he's gonna get Noah Vonleh is gonna get some pull here because he's a tall guy, gonna get his opportunity.
Just stand there and box out, dude. Exactly. You don't have to don't be Rob Williams. You're not defensive player of the year.
Can Grant Williams keep up what he did last season? Plus minus last night, minus 26 on the court. It's tough. That's just one game. Brogdon not too good either, minus 24.
Chicago's sneaky good too. They have a lot of young talent.
They beat Miami too. Miami's a good team.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So you can't really just look at that one game and count them out. But that is tough to see. I hope that is an eye opener for them coming into back into the Garden versus Cavaliers.
Every NBA season, you have a two just like, yeah, it's not our fucking night two, games. Yeah. Like
two situations.
No one's ever going to go undefeated in the NBA.
Two situations to look at this roster is they've been looking for that three-point guy off the bench. And last year it was Peyton Pritchard. Not
Marcus
really getting
Smart
too
wants
much.
To beat it so bad.
He ain't going to beat it. But this is what I'm talking about here. Peyton Pritchard hasn't played too much early on in the season because Sam Hauser has come up and he's kind of been that guy. He's got some size on, play some defense too. So if you can kind of get a little less of a shooter in Sam Hauser, but better defender, I would take that any day of the week over Pritchard. I love what Pritchard did last year. Brought a lot to the table in the second year.
He's better at defending than you would think.
Yeah,
he's a hard worker.
He tries.
He's very small.
And then on the second note, is it Justin Jackson, who played for North Carolina? He's on the Celtics. He got some garbage time minutes last night. Mm-hmm. I saw some garbage time. You remember number 44, Justin Jackson? Tall guy, played for North Tar Heels.
No.
Well, he was one of those guys, a great college player. He was like a late second round to undrafted. Nailed like three threes in a row last night, played some good defense, watching garbage time. So I think you should look up for him again some minutes.
Okay.
Coming up.
I like it.
Like that.
Any bench player coming up. I mean, like that was the thing last year. Like those bench players, like when it got to that garbage time, I didn't care who any of those people were because it didn't matter.
I was just going to say,
Falling asleep on the pod again? Sorry about it.
I told you we're putting in there. I was late. We're burning the midnight oil here. Hey, we're still grinding. But one of the main things I was going to say is the Celtics, one of the main things this exposes is we really need to have that bench be deep or have a more superstar set, like, starting core. Because when we don't have players that will, like, be able to, like, I don't know, like, outshine and, like, not just have those average mid-time games, whether it be Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown going back to forth, I feel like we need, like, someone else that can stay on the court the entire game, like a LeBron type, like a Kevin Durant type, like a Giannis type that, like, has unlimited endurance that, like, does need to come off, whether it be...
You need a third guy to where, you know, if, God forsaken, Jalen and Jason are both off the court during the time, that the lineup's not going to be completely terrible. That, you know, if those guys get into foul trouble when you get into a playoff game, you're going to need a third guy to step up. Last year, it was kind of a little mix of Marcus Smart and Al Horford, but can they be those guys again? Or is it going to be Malcolm Brogdon who comes in, who, you know, is getting paid a fair amount now, got traded for, you know, a load of people, not really kind of like a bunch of washing machines, but to your point, you know, having a third guy there, feel like big threes always win the cup, the championship. And, you know what, you did give us a lock on Friday. Celtics host the Cavs. Book it.
The fix is in. I don't want to say it out loud. Oh, shit. But, yeah, the fix is in.
Like Donahue and his pride.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Please don't tell anyone. But, yeah, book it. And we'll probably clip it.
Clip it.
This is a clip you're watching right now. Book it.
UFC 280. I really didn't see too much. I just saw the results. Sean O'Malley with a questionable, I heard, split decision over Peter Yan. And I favored Peter Yan going into this. He was the favorite. I thought he was going to win. Anyone see that? Anyone have got thoughts?
Did you watch it still?
Yes. Well, I rewatched it later. I could watch it live. Yeah, but there's just, like, no way that, like, you could give Sean O'Malley two rounds out of three in that fight.
No.
There's just no way. Like, you could easily give him one.
I think it was the third one.
But, like,
with the tie, it would have been
tie
happy.
Even better, but there's just no way you could have gone two out of three to him.
Do you think they got it because his rep? Like,
yes.
Like, he's got
100%.
Following?
Yeah.
That's what
like,
UFC
I think they
is.
Want to skyrocket him to the moon, and they know Jan's just, like, a scary Russian guy and is never going to, like, be on fucking cereal boxes.
Exactly.
Like, you know what
it's
I mean?
It's the American beating the Russian. It's the Cold War era. This is Rocky versus fucking I Must Break
like, there's
You.
There's a thing on Twitter called Verdict, and they do their own things. Like, they have their own system.
Yeah.
And they usually have it very well, and, like, they had Jan two out of three, like, relatively handily.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, so, like, I think...
Even if you look at the basic statistics, it was, like, 6 out of 11 takedowns by Yan to 0 out of 1 by O'Malley. The power percentage rate was 60% for Yan, where it was, like, 45% on O'Malley, and it was, like, accuracy was 75 to, like, 60. Like, it was an obvious overly stacked. Like, I don't know.
I think Jan should have won, but like O'Malley definitely did prove like he's that level of fighter.
Without a doubt. I agree
like,
with
he,
that. That's the only thing I can't
100% that
with.
Level. He is up there at the top with them. Like, if after passing Jan, like
thing
he,
I
could,
said.
he could beat anyone. He's part of the mix for that title. 100%.
That's exactly what I said. The only thing I said, like, I was like, oh, that was kind of favored towards him. All the same thing we're saying, but I was like, but him to actually stay toe to toe with Jan, who was like same thing. Even we haven't gone into it yet. We're about to get into it, but with Charles Oliveira. But yeah, but to stay toe to toe, like you got to give him his credit. Like, and same thing, he is the flashy person, and like. Maybe he is that ultimate fighter. Maybe he is going to be the champion one day, but we got to get into that championship round because I'm itching about it.
One step at a time. We got Aljo Dillashaw before that, right?
Yeah, Sterling knocked him out in the second round.
Sterling's a beast.
The Dillashaw look a little Sterling like fan. Hasn't been in the ring in over a year because he's steroid violation.
Apparently, he had a big shoulder injury too.
Yeah,
which has come out like someone he trained with. Because, like, a lot of people on Twitter, like, were like, yeah, sure, dude, sick, like, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
you're on steroids.
It was someone, I forget who it was, but it was someone whose name you would know. Like, it was another UFC fighter, and he was like, dude, I worked with Dillashaw, like, 3 weeks ago or something, and, like, he couldn't lift his fucking arm. Like, he was like, that's, like, legit.
Holy shit.
Now, granted, he, like, Sterling whooped him. Like, just brought him to the ground and, like, pretty much kicked his ass the entire time. So, like...
Well, that's just a guy who, you know, who's been the champion, who's been in the ring, you know, a couple times a year now. Well, Dillashaw, you know, has some time to cool off. I think it's a whole different thing where, yeah, Dillashaw has a bunch of fights to his resume. But, you know, what have you done for me lately? I think that's what you got to say to yourself. And if you're not, like, this Conor McGregor saying he's going to fight this, fight that. Whoever he fights next, I give him no chance. That's just a sidebar. But, yeah, main event. Charles Oliveira, who I thought was the best pound-for-pound fighter with Kamaru Usman going down, Islam pulls up the upset. You got Khabib going in there. You got a whole Russian party.
Well, that was the whole, like a lot of people just completely dismissed a lot because, like, Khabib would always say things like, dude, like, this kid would kick my ass, like, shit like that. And everyone just kind of dismissed that because, like, no, he can't, Khabib, like, you would think, and, like, he might have been right.
definitely right. If he's beating Charles Oliveira in the second round,
Islam manhandled him,
that was crazy.
To like literally like keep him propped up, keep him like over his guard. Like he honestly, Charles Oliveira dropped an up kick to his jaw, and it literally looked like it would have knocked out any other person. And he kind of just like snapped his head back at him and just like kept going after him. And
like, he looked as good against Charles Oliveira as Oliveira's looked against everyone else.
Yeah, no big,
and, like, that's crazy.
No big deal, too. I put in a Islam second round, wouldn't go the distance parlay. No big deal.
Go Jets.
I'll see you guys in 30 years when I'm done retiring.
You think about Oliveira, though. You know, he's beaten Gaethje, Poirier, Chandler, and Ferguson all in a row. And then he takes on Islam in Abu Dhabi. Game on the line, and you know, can't get it done. It's a tough. Do you think there'll be a rematch?
Maybe not immediately, because I think like Dana White had already come out and said like the winner of that fight's Volkanovski.
Love that.
But because he called them up right after the fight.
Like Volkanovski was the backup if someone got hurt.
He called them up, and he's like, let me call up the short guy.
Yeah,
send him out. Yeah,
so I think like
Volkanovski's a bad man.
Also, next.
Also, big moment.
He'll be back. I don't know.
Islam giving the belt to
Khabib
and like giving it to his father and like giving recognition. Yeah, that was a huge moment. And like, yeah, obviously they're very humble in what they do. So
3-0, Coach Khabib on that card.
No,
3-0.
Hey, anytime he might be one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Be cleaning up the coaching.
Same thing. Like, and I truly believe he is never going to fight again. So Islam is Islam is going to be his like star child, like his Mike Tyson to his like Cosmato, like
What's his name? What made the appearance. I saw it. Hasbulla.
Hasbulla.
The goat.
The goat punching people.
I'm a big
officially signed by the UFC.
Dude,
I don't know where that's going or what's gonna happen.
And
but
he
officially
can't get
signed
out of his contract until he fights. You know that?
Yeah. Well, there's someone that's just like him.
Yeah, the burger guy. Burger.
No, they have
burger.
I saw his story, and he has like huge beef with the guy. So yeah, like, they're probably going to fight.
I forget his name. I wish I knew it. That's disrespectful.
You know how much that will sell? Like, that's Rough and Rowdy, and it's on in the UFC.
Billions.
It has the numbers for my credit card. Like, I'm all in.
Like, even if we're in the same room, I'm just going to purchase my own ticket. Just to support them, because I respect that.
For the love of the game.
It's going to be wet willies. It's going to be eye gouges. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I want, like, a fight to the death. Is that crazy?
No, it's not. Are you crazy?
No, maybe.
Maybe. one of it. Folks, want to thank you guys for tuning in. Heads Better making this all possible. Justin, Craig, that a boy?
The boys. The boys.
Shout out to Slide Edge and Fitness and Performance. Do what you do. Craig Kelly does a great job over here in Braintree.
Absolutely.
101 French Street, French Ave.
I got to get in there one day. I sound like Magic, but I'd never said that before. I'm going to come check it out.
How's Magic doing? It hasn't been there in a couple weeks.
Getting ready. We'll talk. Training. Champs here.
Episode 100, right around the corner. We're gonna have an all-tell-all epi.
Yeah, champs here.
It's going to be a good one.
Coming out of the dumpster again. Let's go, boys.
Oh, we got back in the dumpster?
Champs here.
Yeah,
champs here.
And then went on a date.
Stay tuned.
Probably
stay
fucked.
Tuned.
Kid's the man.
Speaking of man, also want to give a big shout out to our sponsor from the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. Pat Foley, great guy.
Love
Patrick
him.
Foley.
Yep. Love you, Pat.
That's all from Steel and Az. Be safe out there. Big game in New York. Met life. Let's have at it. Happy Halloween. Oh, what are you going to be for Halloween? Anything good?
What are you being?
I'm Willy Wonka.
What are you being?
To be determined.
I'm Craco Malfoy, a.k.a. the rendition on Draco Malfoy, a.k.a. the evilest wizard of all time.
That's a great
AKA the
bag.
A.k.a. the snake neck tat that I had here earlier, but it will be on there eventually.
Great thing, man. Love it. Right.
Happy Halloween.
Woo! Happy Halloween.